It isn't really a fair conclusion to jump to, but when many people around here think of quality schools, they think of Kansas. It's true that over the past decades, many real estate agents have guided new residents to the Kansas side of the state line when education was a concern. But as KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, there's a significant difference between how Missouri schools and Kansas schools are judged.
25 years ago, when Catherine Sint and her family moved here from Utah, they could have settled anywhere.
We read up on the districts that were available to us, and we looked at houses in Missouri, and we looked at houses in Olathe, we looked at houses in Overland Park and Shawnee, and really kind of focused in on Shawnee Mission West.
But the Sints bought a house on a cul-de-sac in Overland Park and put their three boys through the Shawnee Mission District.
It was one of the top 10 schools in the entire school districts in the entire nation. And so that's why we decided this was where we wanted to be.
And the Sints liked the district so much that Catherine's three boys, including Peter, are now raising their kids in Shawnee Mission.
I enjoy the fact that my children are getting the same opportunities as I did with the teachers and the strong school district that we have here.
There's no doubt Shawnee Mission, Olathe, and Blue Valley schools are excellent. But here's something you probably didn't know.
The Missouri standards tend to rank as more rigorous than do the Kansas scores.
Dr. Leanne Taylor Knight runs the Kansas City Area Education Research Consortium. Turns out, when you see those reports on how many students are proficient in math or English, you can't compare them across state lines. And according to most national studies, the standards in Missouri are tougher than the ones in Kansas. Why? Because states get to create their own proficiency standards.
Those states have been able to independently determine what are the standards or the core competencies that they want for students to gain by grade level throughout their schools in their state.
Indeed, the American Institute for Research, which studies these issues, calls this policy jabberwocky. Proficiency means whatever a state wants it to mean. Here's an example. Kansas reports that in 2011, 90% of fourth graders were proficient in reading. Missouri reported only 53% proficiency. Good golly, you may be saying, how much better are those Kansas schools? But when the AIR study normalized the numbers using international standards, fourth grade readers in Missouri got a B, while fourth grade readers in Kansas got a C minus. How does that set with Missouri educators?
When I came to the state, I found that teachers were saying to me a lot, why is it that in Missouri, my students, 42% of our students are proficient on English language arts, but across the line in Tennessee, 80% of theirs are proficient, and I know our students perform as well as theirs do.
Sharon Helwig is an assistant commissioner of education in Missouri. The AIR study also showed that states with high proficiency have lower standards.
Well, I would disagree with that. I think our standards are just as rigorous as they are in many states, and sometimes even more rigorous.
Not surprisingly, Jeanette Nobo, who helps manage standards for the Kansas Department of Education, disagrees. She says state proficiency standards are just guidelines, and Kansas districts can set their own curriculum.
Our teachers really do know what our standards are about and how to teach those students.
So now we know that those proficiency standards may not be the best way to judge whether to send your kids to school in Missouri or Kansas. Common Core, whatever you think of the politics, is supposed to smooth those differences out. So reading proficiency in one state is like the one next door. But Leanne Taylor Knight from the KC Area Education Research Consortium want you to think about something else.
How the school is doing when it comes to being innovative, when it comes to helping students develop skill sets and processes that are beyond maybe what is measured on those standardized assessments.
No matter what state you live in, picking a school, she says, is less about published statistics and more about how it feels when you walk in the door. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.